So go ahead and find a posture that lets you be at ease and alert and awake. Just sensing your next breath. And then inviting the attention inward. And turn towards what might want a healing attention right now. Something in your life you're having a hard time with. Maybe you're judging or blaming yourself. Maybe you're stressed out about the state of the world right now. Maybe you're worried or anxious. Wherever you're feeling some difficulty in life at this moment, let's now bring it in close so you can assess the situation. With some bravery, just open to this hard life situation. And let's sense what's most disturbing. Where we feel stuck or triggered or stressed. Just calling this hard life situation to mind and really feeling the anxiety or shame or frustration, overwhelm, grief. And now with the R of rain, let mindfulness recognize whatever's predominant, whatever emotion or mood is strongest. Just noticing what you're really feeling with this hard life situation right now. Is it fear, anger, judgment, blame? And just name whatever you're aware of right now. Just kind of mentally whispering to yourself. Ah, there's anxiety here. I'm kind of judging myself for not figuring this out better. Just mentally whisper. What you're most aware of with your hard life situation. And with the A of rain, let's really let it be here. And this takes courage to just pause with fear or anger, stuckness, overwhelm, loneliness. And let's just let this emotion belong, like a wave belongs in the ocean. Just allow it to be here. It's okay that you're here, loneliness. Let's just let it be here. No adding any judgment to it. Let's not try and fix it in this moment. Let's not ignore it. Letting be. And with the eye of rain, a simple investigating into the body. Check your throat, your chest, your belly. Just investigating what's here. And And gently placing a hand wherever you feel the most agitation or the most emotion. And let the touch help you breathe with and be with what's right here. You might sense what you're believing. What you're imagining might go wrong, what's wrong with you. And just deepening the attention, just noticing where this belief lives in your body. The fear that this situation might not work out. Often the throat or the chest or the belly. And this takes courage to be directly in contact with what's hard. Sense this as the vulnerable place inside of you that you're willingly paying attention to right now. A feeling of failure, a fear, perhaps isolation, sadness, anger. Just sensing into what's most vulnerable. The most vulnerable part of this experience. And where the vulnerability is the strongest. This is the eye of investigation. Like, where is the situation the hardest for me? What's the more vulnerable emotion here? And what beliefs are maintaining this emotion? And then with the N of rain, asking, what does this place in me most need? What's the flavor of nurturing? My little heart and mind and body could use. Is it just holding and compassion that you're in this hard, kind of unfair life situation? Or just holding with the unknown while you're scared? Does it need forgiveness? Understanding or belonging. And as you attend to this, just sense yourself as the calm witness that's noticing this hard life experience. It's noticing yourself doing this exercise. You have this inner stability, inner resource in which you can relate to, allow, hold uncomfortable experiences. And so just bringing some kindness to this place of vulnerability in ourselves. Letting our touch be tender. And let there be some message to this place, some reminder that you can trust your goodness. Just letting the nurturing in. If it's hard for you to feel a little nurturing with your hard life emotion or situation, then imagine like a grandmother or teacher, a loving figure, just bestowing a little kindness to towards your heart as you navigate what's in front of you in your life. And to whatever extent you can, just letting in the nurturing, just sensing your underlying goodness. And as we come to the end of rain, just taking a moment to sense your own presence right now. See if there's any small or large shift from when you started this exercise. If you're feeling more anxious or triggered, overwhelmed, failing or small. Just notice if there's any shift to how you're feeling right now. And just letting that knowing deepen your trust in your basic goodness. Maybe sensing your sky-like self that's totally present to this life experience you're having this year. Just here for your good and your hard life experiences in the past. We'll openly receive the ones that come in the future. And yet this part of you remains totally stable and okay. Just kind of noticing the different weather patterns that move through. From this space, we can recognize, allow, kind of investigate and understand our reactions a little better. And then nurture ourselves, give ourselves what we need. Kind of from our sky-like self. And then we're more resourced to take action in a productive way as we go forward in life. And so just finishing this practice by sensing a few deep breaths. Maybe inhaling deeply, consciously releasing and letting go. And then now we're coming to the end of this exercise, and we're finished.